Sports director and voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth, will receive his honor this weekend at the annual Hall of Honor banquet. Haworth's radio career began in his hometown of Springfield in April 1987. He moved to the Twin Lakes area over a year and a half later and began working for KTLO at the age of 19 after learning about an opening from a former classmate of his from the Southwest School of Broadcasting.
I was working a station in Springfield, and Kyle Kellums was leaving KTLO, and she was working here in the evenings, and she called me and said, hey, our sports guy is leaving. She knew how much I enjoyed sports, and she said, you ought to interview for the job, and I did, and wound up getting it.
Haworth broadcasted his first basketball games for Mountain Home a week later at Mountain View. During the first quarter of the girls' game, a tornado warning was issued, the game had to be halted, and the gym was evacuated. Haworth estimates he has broadcasted over 1,750 basketball games, 300 football games, 120 baseball and softball games, and two soccer matches for Mountain Home. The Associated Press has honored him as the top play-by-play announcer 22 times in Arkansas and twice in Arkansas and Oklahoma. He has also won first place in sports reporting 17 times from the Associated Press and 3 times from the Arkansas chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists. Haworth says several highlights stick out from his career at KTLO, classic hits, and the boot.
Of course, the 8 overtime game the Lady Bombers played in back in 94 down in Little Rock against Fayetteville, and that was just incredible. I mean, I don't know how anything could ever top that. That was so much fun. Unfortunately, you know, the outcome wasn't what we wanted, but it was a game that you'll never forget if you were there or listened to it. The football state championship game, that was so neat how many people made the trip to Little Rock. I mean, thousands were down there cheering on Mountain Home. Obviously, not all for Mountain Home, but there was a lot of folks there cheering on the Bombers that year. And that was such a magical run, that second half of the season, when the Bombers got on that run and made it all the way to Little Rock. The baseball state championship, that was one that really stands out. And there's one particular game that really stands out basketball-wise. It's when the Mountain Home boys beat Little Rock Central at Little Rock Central when Central was ranked number 1 in the state. And Mountain Home went down there and beat them by 25 points.
Haworth was also able to broadcast two state championships in 2008 and 2010 for Mountain Home softball team. Shelby Anderson was a starting pitcher in both games, and she now serves as the head coach for the Lady Bombers. Haworth says after 30 years in Mountain Home, it's still a thrill and an honor to be the voice of the Bombers.
Knowing that not all the parents, not all the grandparents can be there. Even at home games, sometimes it's difficult to, you know, whether you've got work commitments or something that you can't be there. So, you know, I'm glad that we've been able to do this over the years. And it's kind of odd because I'm broadcasting now some players who their parents were playing when I first started almost 30 years ago. So I'm on my second generation of players now.
Haworth will receive his induction at the MHHS Athletic Hall of Honor banquet Saturday afternoon at the Mountain Home High School cafeteria. The reception begins at noon, and the banquet is scheduled for 1 o'clock. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.